home of any consequence in this area in the old days had around his home a white paling fence, or the equivalent.
A white paling?
Paling. P-A-L-I-N-G.
Is that the vertical kind?
Yeah.
Like, what might be another name for that?
Yeah. Or you might cut 1 by 1 inch pieces and then saw them the right length. Some of them had those. Some of them would have ornamented palings. They might put a little design in the top of the paling. Some would put a sharp point like that. That's like we got down yonder at the museum now.
Right.
You found all sorts of combinations, but you had to... the law was exactly the opposite of what it is today. Today, you must be responsible for what your stray animals do to your neighbor or to your next neighbor. But in those days, this was open range country, and you protected your fields and your house and your yards and all.
All right. Did you ever raise, well, we talked a little bit, of course, I guess you raised cotton. Did you ever work in a cotton field yourself?
Oh, Lord, yeah, man.
What were some of the things you did?
Well, everything was to be done under the old system. Now, we never dropped cotton seed by hand, but it hadn't been many years removed. When they were dropping cotton seed by hand and putting down fertilizer in a funnel. I'm sure you never saw one of those funnels.
Not a fertilizer funnel, no.
Well, we were still using those when I was a boy.
How did a fertilizer funnel work?
Well, there's nothing in the world but a great long cylinder. About, I got one down here at the museum. Luckily, we found one. About that round size.
About 3/4 inches?
Yeah, and I guess some of the horns, what do you call them, again, a horn. About so long, and then here at the top, you'd have a convex funnel to catch it, and you'd drop your seed, or sometimes you just had a kind of a bagging sack of manure, and you spread the manure down the road. And you take it out of your bag here and down through the funnel into the furrow.
Did you carry the funnel, or was it mounted on a wheel? Or?
No, it wasn't mounted on anything. You held it.
You held it and just dropped it. That's so you wouldn't have to bend. Is that,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever...
Now, we were out of that era, really. If we spread manure any time after I was big enough to remember, we'd usually haul it out in a wagon and spread it with pitchforks. But it hadn't been many years. I made specific efforts to find out the earliest that we had any kind of a mechanical cotton seed planter in this area, and as far as I can find out. And we got a later improved type of what apparently the originals were. About 1894 is the earliest period when we didn't plant cotton by hand. There must have been some good farmers who were also good mechanics or good designers, and they went to the blacksmith and had some sort of tool made. We've got one very simple dropper. Really, it sold to see, didn't really drop them. That was designed simply to put on your plow stock and plant. But even so, this, as far as I can find out so far, doesn't go back much farther than about 1894-93. Mm. One of our longtime friends who died about 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, when she was in her 90s, told me that she remembered when her father bought the first, what we call a Dowlaw planter.
Oh, what was that again?
Dowlaw, D-O-W-L-A-W. It must have been the name of the two men chiefly concerned with the company. But that's what they all call a Dowlaw planter. And she said people came from 8 or 10 miles all in this area to see Mr. John's new planter. They lived right below us on the home place, about 2 miles from us. And she said people heard about it and just came from all around just to see what it was like.